Yep. It's nice when somebody's got a general idea when they're making decisions like that. We have a fire main, we have paging talk groups, and we have fire ground talk groups for every department. Plus our SPEVs and stuff like that. So, yeah, it gets a little daunting when you get paged on a talk group, and then you first respond on your fire main, and then Central's like, well, switch to your fire ground. Well, okay, I'm driving an apparatus, and, you know, some of the guys might not be well-versed on changing channels. Let me pause and try and figure that out for you. It's just a mess.
Well, that's kind of like us, you know. Some of them, I've got some new guys, they don't know how to change channels. I have to go do it, you know. And so, yeah. But usually if I'm the engine or the tanker or something bigger than the rescue, I can make the change if I'm in the front seat because I'm trying to monitor four different channels and we just have the 1-800 in the truck, so it's like, oh boy, this is fun. Yeah, but no, you know, a lot of things change once you go over to 800. You just can't flip the knob, you gotta hit the button.
Well, what I'm going to be doing for us is once I get our fire ground programmed into the pager so everybody can hear it, I'm just going to move all the radios over to fire ground. That way, initial response starts on fire ground because that's how Central wants it. So it's going to make it easier. People won't have to switch channels and they'll just be able to go.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's like some people forget, oh yeah, I gotta switch over to 9900 talk group. We'll talk to, like us, our first truck checks in on the main with Central, and then the rest of the trucks go over to the 9900 talk channel. So we do pretty good over there. So yeah. Okay, Adam, I'm going to keep going here because I got a couple things going on. So talk to you later. I need APX, KCAVSU.
Sounds good, Toby. Have a good day. Catch you later. KCAVSU, I need APX.